natural, funky, humble. These words best describe Buffalo native Venzella Joy, a female drummer who made it to the big stage. Venzella Joy is the drummer for pop star Beyoncé. Her musical journey began as a small child when her father purchased a drum set for her, a gift that would birth a talent she didn't know she had.
I was like, man, this is crazy.
I started practicing at home, playing in the school band and playing in church, and the gift just kind of developed from there.
Joy had been practicing for a couple months when her mother sent a letter to the music director at their church asking if he'd allow Joy to start participating on Sundays. Her duties were small at first, but at around 11 years old, Joy's responsibilities began to evolve.
The drummer at the time, Marcus Sells, he ended up going to Berkeley. So the position opened up where they needed a drummer. In filling the void, I was able to learn and grow more because I had more responsibility.
Joy wasn't the only child in her family with musical ability. Soon her sister Vidi began learning bass guitar. Together they formed a musical duo called the Williams Sisters. With a complete band, the girls began practicing and adopted the name Heaven Bound. They didn't learn how much work went into developing a band until their first performance.
That performance went up in flames. I was like, ooh. And everybody's like, it wasn't that bad. I'm like, no, it was not bad. So, you know, I was taking music seriously back then, so it pained me that we didn't perform as well as I thought we would have. So we honed in, got pretty solid, recorded a few demos, and we ended up playing like some nice stages.
There were a number of musicians that served as role models and influenced Joy's growth as a musician. Joy had developed relationships and support from drummers locally and were inspired by the skills of many other drummers.
As a youth, Dave Weckl, Dennis Chambers, Vinnie Caliuta, Buddy Rich, it's like a long list, but I just try to listen to what they did and emulate it, but not in a way where I sounded like a clone.
Joy's experience showed her that the music industry is dominated by men. At times, she found difficulty feeling respected as a female musician.
Sometimes I'll get the statement like, you're good for a girl, which, you know, I appreciate the compliment, but, you know, at this stage, I just don't want to be put in the box of just a girl drummer. Like, just you're a good drummer would suffice for me.
Joy graduated from Canisius College and began taking advantage of other opportunities to kick off her music career. When rapper P. Diddy announced that he would be searching for a personal band for himself on the next season of MTV show Making the Band, Joy decided she was going to audition.
I kind of have like that why not mentality. Like, why not go and at least try it? So I actually auditioned twice. Not everybody knows this. The first city was Detroit, so I made it through a decent amount of rounds and got kicked off on that one and was like, man, I'm like, this is horrible. I was so discouraged. So when I got back to Buffalo, I was like, I wonder if I should try it again. So I ended up seeing a billboard with Diddy on it. And I feel like I had been in that area a lot, but I had never noticed this billboard before. And I looked up and saw this billboard with Diddy. And to me, that was like my confirmation, like, go and do it again.
Joy made it past auditions and was a contestant on the show, though she was eliminated after 3 episodes. The exposure she received from being on MTV and the relationships she created gave her the added boost she needed to be recognized on a larger scale. Joy again found herself on national TV as a member of the band for Black Girls Rock, an award show that highlights the accomplishments of women of color in their communities and careers. There she played behind music superstars like Patti LaBelle, Jennifer Hudson, Kelly Rowland, and others. But she had more to do, more stages to play. Joy always envisioned herself playing for Beyoncé, but nothing prepared her for the phone call she would soon receive from an old MTV castmate.
I literally stayed up the entire night and started practicing right away. Went to church the next morning. People probably didn't know what I was doing. I was just so excited in church, like, yeah, like playing drums extra hard and like dancing and doing all this crazy stuff. I was overwhelmed with excitement.
Today, Joy is widely admired in the music industry. She says she hopes to continue touring with Beyoncé, whom she refers to as her boss. Along with drumming, she is a producer and writer. When asked to offer advice to aspiring artists, the Buffalo native had this to say.
The key to attaining what you want to attain is strong faith and hard work. If I wasn't spending 6 to 8 hours in my practice room or watching DVDs of some of my favorite drummers, then just me saying that wouldn't have held as much weight. Just see yourself where you want to be, envision it. See yourself on the stage in front of the thousands. See yourself doing well. You know, channel that energy to seeing yourself doing a great job and then put the work in behind it.
Portia Arie, WBFO News.